Good morning and welcome to Renovating in WA. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show is Sue Daly from Into Property and Joe Maiolo from Maiolo Constructions, proud station sponsors. Good morning.
Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Sally.
Now, this is the fun part, isn't it? Sledgehammers and everything. We reno time. Oh, demo time.
Demo time. Most certainly.
It is the fun part. Sledgehammers are great.
They are, aren't they? Yes. Okay, so what do we do? Demo time.
Okay, well, remember in the last episode I mentioned making sure the skip bin's on site?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure where that's going to be located so it's easy access for the trades. So that when they're walking out with their wheelbarrows full of rubbish, you know, it's straight in the bin and straight out. So you don't want them going upstairs or anything. The keeping the driveway clear is always a good way so that trades vehicles and things like that can get in and out.
And then somewhere we can have all your materials delivered to site so they're safe, secure, out of the way as well, so you don't want people tripping over them, causing trip hazards and that. So normally when we're getting ready for a demo, we'll have a look at the front of the building, get a good idea where we can start placing materials, the bins, if we need to have tradies park across the road or something away from the property so everyone's got access, try and keep it a safe work site at the same time as well.
What can we expect on day one of demo?
Dust.
Lots of noise.
Noise.
Dust. Well, should we talk to the neighbours? Is this something that we should have done in the days leading up to this?
Yep, I think we did mention it before that make sure you talk to your neighbours, be good neighbours, because there's going to be trade vehicles everywhere, especially as we said, you've got the demo crew, the electricians, the plumbers on the first day. So let the neighbours know when it's all starting. There will be trades vehicle everywhere. There'll be the truck delivering the skip bin. There will be dust and there will be noise, and the jackhammer noise is not pleasant.
What time in the morning can we expect the noise to start?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. weekdays?
7 a.m. and get your sleep. So that's another thing to make sure you've got your sleep, because you have to be ready for these guys to rock up at your doorstep just before so they can start at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, they're not going to let you eat your toast, are they?
No. And, other things like wheelbarrows in the house. So when Joe talked about making sure everything was safe and where to put everything, if you're not doing a full renovation, move your furniture out the way, make sure there's that clear access we spoke about before, covering all your furniture, protecting it. There will be dust. We're never going to say that enough. There is a lot of dust.
How can you protect the flooring?
You can get rammed cardboard.
Rammed cardboard, lay that down. Drop sheets is another way as well, so that way. And some guys even go to the little step more and actually put gaffer tape around the tyre of the wheelbarrow so it doesn't leave that black imprint as it's going through the house or up and down driveways. So,
and they do rubber strips on the sides as it goes through doorways as well, so because there will be wheelbarrows in the house.
Yeah, I had a front decking and steps destroyed by wheelbarrows in and out and, you know, walking in and out with.
And sometimes, you know, that's where ramps come into play that for wheelbarrows as well. If you do have steps, you know, invest in a ramp that can actually go down. So you've seen those single ramps that the tyres can go down. It definitely makes a difference for the guys. The wider it is, obviously, the safer it is.
And that's an important thing, going down steps, isn't it, with a ramp?
Correct.
The safety.
Exactly right. And so always use two people.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to tip a wheelbarrow over and you could end up falling with it. So always use two guys if you're going down a ramp. Comes back to the safety aspect as well.
Yeah, so planks of wood are not going to cut it, are they?
No. But as we said, 7 o'clock start, that's going to be every day for this renovation. Yeah. So get your sleep every night.
So is this something that we need to, before the demo starts, the things we've spoken about in the previous episodes, do we need to just do a double check to make sure everything's right?
Most certainly.
Okay.
Always check. Like Sue was saying, mentioned before, have your checklist, go off that, check again, make sure that you've got everything in place, procedures ready to go, and that way it alleviates any mishaps or wrongdoings on the job site.
Who's responsible for making sure that checklist is checked?
Well, it comes back to if the owner's doing an owner build renovation project, or the builder that's involved, or a building consultant. They will go through that and make sure that everything's all adhered to correctly.
And the other thing you can do is on that first day, before anyone starts work, have a site meeting. Like before you go ahead, make sure everyone's got the copy of the schedule, make sure everyone's got their timeline, their scope of work. So, you know, if they haven't brought it with them, get them a copy of it so that they've got it there and that you're all on the same page. So before they even lift a tool, they're all aware of what's going on. You've confirmed everything, because maybe the trades that are on site is not the person that quoted, because it was the company man that quoted and it's the trades that have been brought on. So double check with them all that they're all aware of what's going on, and then, yeah, let them go for it.
So what are some of the most common mishaps that happen on demo day?
People not being observant. If they're removing something, leaving rubbish in the way, causes a trip hazard, mess everywhere. It comes back just, you know, not paying attention to detail on the works they're doing at the time and just leaving rubbish. That causes little mishaps. Even people putting stuff in the bins. I've seen guys trying to lift a wheelbarrow up. Most skip bins have a ramp on them. So you start lifting it, someone hurts themselves. You know, so just, yeah, little things like when you just check and always on observing and making sure that all the workers are working correctly as well.
If you're jackhammering tiles, maybe keep doors closed because little tile splinters can fly.
Safety glasses, gloves, earplugs when you're doing jackhammering work is a must.
Yeah, and making sure, obviously, that all the trades that are on site are all got their safety boots on as well. If there is jackhammering of tiles, as I said, because of the flying pieces, maybe close the door while you're doing that area so that it protects others. Wearing long pants obviously protects you because if a little tile piece goes into you, you do know it. So if someone's wielding a sledgehammer, as we were talking about, make sure there's no one walking past. So if you've got to do something, just say to the guys, give them the heads up. Look, we're going to be doing this now. We just need to keep this walkway free. Can we use another access? So it's just talking to the trades on site, making sure they're talking to each other. And if you're doing it yourself, you know, keep an eye on what's going on as well so that you're happy. That's what a project consultant would do or a building consultant would do. And the trades, if you've got the right trades, they'll do it themselves as well.
Now, you mentioned with the skip bin, most skip bins have a ramp. Is that something you should mention when you're ordering the skip bin?
You could do, but it also depends on who you're getting the bins from as well.
Okay.
So, like, I know some of the bigger companies, all their bigger bins, like the size bins we use, the larger ones, have all got ramps on there because of always building construction material, where some of the smaller bins, you like your 2 cubic metres or your 3s or your 4s, don't have ramps on them because they're just for being able to throw small bits of rubble or rubbish into them. But with your bigger bins, if you specify you want a larger bin, the bigger bins will always have a ramp on them.
But ask.
Ask, most certainly ask.
Because it's not just the bin that gets delivered from the council.
When you're doing these jobs, you've got to investigate, get pricing on hiring a bin from so many skip bin hirers in WA, get your best price on it. Most of them work on a 7-day turnaround, so you've got to keep that in mind as well, that after 7 days, if the bin's full, that's going to have to be taken away. You'll need to get another bin, and there'll always be another charge with it as well.
Yeah. So. And on average, the first bin is gone in a day.
Right.
So when you're doing a full renovation of a home, that bin in the first day will be full. And we're talking at a minimum of a 6 square metre bin, a cubic metre bin.
So then what happens? So the bin's full. Do you contact the company to come and take it away and then they bring it back?
Yep, and you advise them you need another bin, so they'll bring another bin at the same time.
So they take away the empty one, the full one, and put an empty one in its place. But yeah, if you're doing a full home renovation and you've got a 6 cubic metre bin, that will be full in the first day.
Right.
But in most residential homes, you wouldn't do anything bigger, would you, Joe?
No. Because access room to place the bin as well. A lot of yards, as we know, blocks are getting smaller these days, getting tighter to put materials, bins at the front of homes. So, you could be very conscious of that.
Yep. And if it's a strata as well, so a strata property, you need to get approval to have a bin out the front. So you've got to make sure in any of those complexes that you talk to your strata company and let them know what you're planning to do in the renovation. Make sure that they've got approval to put the bin out the front. Even local councils sometimes putting bins on verges, you need a verge permit.
Again,
these are all little things right at the beginning you talk to your council about, talk to your strata company, talk to your neighbours. So once the work starts, there's no stopping. You've got to keep that process going.
I mean, some stratas can take some time to actually get that. So when would you suggest that you're going to need this? Is this sort of when you're at the initial planning stage?
Yeah, we spoke about it right at the beginning when you actually talk to the councils and you talk to the stratas, you let the neighbours know what you're doing. Right at the beginning in your initial inspiration, you've got at least these as the items to follow up on. So because once this day comes, the last thing you want is people complaining because you didn't let them know or you can't have your bin there and it's got to be moved. You don't want to start that process.
Mm. I mean, that obviously could hold up the whole process.
It causes you delays that not really required. So if you have, like Sue's saying, have everything ready, your trades are all ready, and then you just get them going from there. So.
And it won't cost you as well, because if a trade can't finish a job when you've scheduled them to do the job, and they have to come back again, that will incur another fee, which is on top of their original quote because of something that you haven't got them prepared for. And they've then got to do a second visit when they shouldn't need to. So, and that's why scheduling is so important.
What sort of lead time is there from ordering your bin?
Normally there's a 3 to 5 day turnaround. So once you've ordered it, then you book it in. So if you've got a date that you want it for, they can normally work to that, give or take a day before it or a day after it maybe. So then you might have to reschedule your trades maybe for a day behind. So, but the same thing, as soon as you know that this is when we're going to start this renovation job, have your procedures ready, have all your supplies, your trades ready to go, and start ordering. So, right, I'm starting this, booking it in, so the bin will be delivered, materials are delivered the same day. So there's, like Sue's saying, there's no delays. Because the tradies, you know, they're going to have to charge to come back out.
Mm.
You know, no one works for free these days.
No.
And that scheduling that we talked about in the last episode, that's when you start making these bookings because you're organising the scheduling, but, of course, you're not scheduling it for the next day. You're scheduling it for, and, you know, be realistic, at least a minimum of a week away because you've got to put all these orders in. You've got to make sure the trades are available to be on site when you want them. So that scheduling process is a minimum of a week away from a job starting. So that's when you should be putting all those orders in, confirming all those orders, confirming all those quotes, putting the work orders through as well. So that's what I'm saying. These areas are all from the moment you start your scope of works through to the demo starting. It's all the same thing, just going over the same thing over and over again and double-checking and triple-checking and making sure you're ready to go.
And this is where we've spoken on probably every episode, where a consultant is invaluable.
Most definitely.
Most definitely. So, and, you know, the biggest thing we can say on a demo site would be clean up as you go.
For sure. For sure.
Have a clean site. Demo is a messy business, but once you've done something, clean that site up, and clean up as you go. Because especially if there's multiple trades, you've got to be aware of what's going on. So even if you go around and sweep up after the trades, do you know what? It helps them, but it also helps you as well.
Awesome. Don't get caught up in the excitement of demo. Make sure that you are sticking to your schedule and you're making sure everything's booked and all your checklists are checked.
Correct.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on Renovating in WA. Sue Daly from Into Property and Joe Maiolo from Maiolo Constructions, proud station sponsor.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.